Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock hour here, Gwen and Chris. Sammy and Scraby filling in for Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Couple of news items today. Ruben Niebla has been signed by the Padres. He will be the pitching coach here for the next couple seasons. And that's about it on the Padres front. We talked a little bit earlier with Chris about the budget. We talked with Sam about the budget. Ha-Sung Kim. Chris is willing to let him go, which I agree with. We've done some free agent talk. We'll get back into all of that. But, Sam, we've tried the Chris versus the fans thing with you before. And I've come to the conclusion the only person it works with is Chris. He is the only one. I mean, it's his game. Oh, you're acting like you're
so... It is Chris versus the fans.
You're acting like you're so offended by me saying that, but the last couple times I've played with anyone in this game, it's a very simple win for the callers.
I think I could hold my own, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, we're going to do something a little bit different today, and we already have a bunch of callers on the line, so we will get right to it, but I guess, do I want to explain? Let's actually go, I'll explain on the other side. We're not going to play an open. I'm acting like we're playing the Chris versus the fans open, but basically, what I'm going to do is ask Sam and the callers.
So what, but tell the people what they're going to win.
Thank you. I'm just deleting the bed.
I'll just
right
produce
now.
This show.
You'll be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a two-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas, two tickets to the Soul of Motown, and $150 food and beverage credit. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovations, home of legendary Vegas fun. The award-winning Soul of Motown is a high-energy concert-style musical tribute celebrating Motown legends. This is a must-see show during your Las Vegas vacation getaway. Tickets at WestgateResorts.com. Sounds like something Sam would love to go to.
I would love to go to
the Soul of Motown.
I have not gone to Vegas since I've lived here. Actually, I haven't been to Vegas since I was like 16 or 15.
You're not missing much, in my opinion. I mean, do you like gambling?
I'm not particularly
a
gambler.
No, I know you're not like a gambler, but do you like to go sit down on a slot machine?
No, it's not really my thing.
There's a ton of good shows. I should say that because now that I stopped drinking, I don't go to Vegas to do the Vegas thing anymore.
I would have loved to have seen that Usher residency.
Isn't he still there?
Is he still there? Was that over with the Super Bowl? I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know either. But what we're going to do here is I'm going to have everybody, we're going to go back and forth. This is not reinventing the wheel for a game, but you're going to name the top home run hitters in baseball. Okay. And I'm even just going to say right here, I have the top 25 home run hitters in baseball right now. So you're going to go back and forth. If the caller gets a strike, they're out.
But it has to be in the top 25?
Correct.
Okay.
You have to name in the top 25.
And how many strikes?
You get two strikes for you, one strike for the caller. We're just going to cycle through. And whoever is at the end, it's like bonus for them.
Got it.
All right, so let's go to our first contestant. We'll go to Cesar. Hello, Cesar.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, Cesar. Hey,
did you hear the premise of the game?
I did.
Okay, perfect. We're gonna have you start, Cesar. Name me a home run, a top 25 home run hitter in 2024.
Ex-Padre Brent Rooker.
Brent Rooker.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer. You got that one right. All right, go for it, Sammy.
Let's go easy. How about Shohei Ohtani?
Who? Yes, that is correct, obviously. He has 54 home runs. Brent Rooker, by the way, had 39 home runs. We have a question about Brent Rooker in the Big Five today. Okay. So that's that. Cesar, give me another one.
Pete Alonso
is correct. He had 34 home runs. Sam?
I'll stay easy. How about we go Mr. Aaron Judge?
That's the easiest one. He was number one with 58 home runs on the season. All right, Cesar, what's up? What do you got?
I'm totally blanking here. The guy from the Mets, the shortstop. Oh, my God, what's his name?
That's not an answer.
I'll just go with Machado. No, that's wrong.
Let me see. Manny Machado. I just got to make sure he's not on the second page of 25s.
I don't think
actually, so. Manny Machado is...
25?
He Woo! Is tied for 24th with a couple different people with 29 okay. home runs. So nice one. Nice one.
I'm going to stay easy here. How about Juan Soto?
Yes, Juan Soto is on the list okay. right there. Let me go back and see absolutely how many home runs that he had.
It's
Juan Soto,
up.
41. All right, Cesar.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie.
I don't think so.
Betts. I'm looking. Sorry, Cesar. Thank you for playing. Appreciate you. You got through a couple of them, Cesar, so that wasn't too bad, but that is the rules of the game for today. So we go to our next contestant. Let's go to Aaron in Oceanside. Hello, Aaron.
Aaron.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Do you kind of get how the game goes?
Yeah.
All right. There's no strikes if you name the same one because no one's writing them down out there. So let's see. Cesar got it wrong. Sam, you're up.
How about Yordan Alvarez?
Ooh, Yordan Alvarez is a good one. He is correct at 35 home runs. Mm-hmm. He is the 11th most home runs in Major League Baseball last season. All right, Aaron, do you got one?
Kyle Schwarber.
Well, that's a good one. 38 home runs. He is 8th.
How about Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper is in the top 25. 30 home runs last season. 20th most. What do you got, Aaron?
I hate to say it, but how about Teoscar Hernandez?
Teoscar Hernandez. Ooh, nice 33
job.
Home runs for
nice
him.
Job. Nice job.
Tied for 14th.
How about, let's think, let's stay East Coast. How about Gunnar Henderson of the Orioles?
Gunnar Henderson. Correct. Okay. 37 home runs, ninth
wow.
most.
Wow, 37.
All right, Aaron.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Great answer.
That is a great one. Bobby Witt Jr. 16th with 32, tied it for 16th.
Stay in the American League. How about Vladdy?
Vladimir
Guerrero Jr.
He is definitely in there. 30 home okay. runs, tied for 20th. Okay, Aaron.
What about Josh Naylor?
Josh Naylor.
Nah, not top 25. Oh!
31 wow. home runs.
What ranking is he?
Tied for 18th.
Oh, wow. That's actually good to know kind of where 18th is.
That is true.
How about, you know what, I'm going to double back to, I couldn't believe that the previous caller couldn't remember Francisco Lindor's name.
Oh.
How about Mr. Lindor? Yes.
33 home runs.
Okay.
All right, Aaron. You're doing a good job, Aaron.
Did they say Corey Seager already?
Corey Seager has hurt. Not been said.
He's hurt. He's not top 25.
Oh!
30 home runs on the season. Man, for Corey Seager. He played 123 games. He's tied for 20th.
How about Anthony Santander of
Anthony,
the Orioles?
One of my favorite names. Santander. Yeah. He's definitely in there. 44 home runs, third.
That would be such a nice player for the Padres.
He's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
He plays first base, right?
Yeah. Be great.
Aaron, what you got?
Ozuna. They say Ozuna.
Oh, Ozuna. That's an obvious one. Good job.
39. He is fifth, tied for fifth best. You guys are really
how
doing a
good about job. How about is Freddie Freeman top 25?
Freddie Freeman. I have to go to the second page to confirm. I don't see it.
Oh!
I just want to make sure before we go on back to Aaron. That's one strike for you.
Okay.
That doesn't matter, though. No, Freddie Freeman's not on the list. And we are doing a list of the top 25 home run hitters in baseball in 2024. So we're just naming them. Aaron is doing a great job. Aaron, what you got?
Matt Olson.
Matt Olson. Ooh, he had a somewhat struggle year. But it is correct. 29 home runs, tied with Manny Machado for 24th. Sam?
I feel like we must be running out of guys.
You know, I thought so too, but I see some names on here that haven't been said yet. There's a couple really tough ones. You're going to have to really think.
Let me think this division. I don't think anybody on the Giants...
and I may start giving hints too.
No hints. Nobody in the Rockies. Diamondbacks? You know who we haven't said? Who had a great year?
Who?
Ketel Marte.
As soon as you said Diamondbacks, I knew you were going to go
one.
There.
That's a good one. Yeah.
He number 10 with 36 home runs.
Wow.
All right, Aaron.
Wow, that took us a long time to, think about him.
He's not top of mind.
Yeah.
Oh.
What you got, Aaron?
Oh, I know. They wanted to be a Padre. Ramirez. Jose Ramirez.
Oh, that's a good one.
Jose Ramirez.
Yeah,
tied
good job.
For fifth
good job.
With 39.
Let's think NL Central. How about Cody Bellinger?
Cody Bellinger. Looking.
No?
I don't see his name.
Wow.
I'm just making sure.
Really?
Making sure. Bellinger. Don't see it.
Wow. All right.
Two strikes.
Wow.
All right, Aaron. You are just one more strike away from winning this. Go ahead and give me one more. There's one, two, three.
Willie Adames.
Four.
Oh, nice one.
Willie Adames.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yes, that is correct.
Wow.
32 home runs. 16th time
there you
with
go.
Bobby
good
Witt.
Job.
We got like five left.
Is Ellie De La... No, he's probably not in there. Ellie De La Cruz? No.
Is that your guess? Because you got one more strike until this game's over.
Oh, I didn't. I thought we were
you
done.
You got three strikes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. So I have to give a... I don't think De La Cruz is in there, so I won't say him. Let's think. Other NL Central teams. Oh. Anybody else on the Brewers? I don't think that would be on that list.
Couldn't need an answer.
Anybody else on the Phillies that would be on that list? Probably is Nick Castellanos on that list?
Nick Castellanos. Is he on the list? He's not on the first page. He is not on the second page
all right,
either.
There we go.
Aaron, you are the winner. Nice job.
All right.
You hung in there, naming all the names. Yeah. So stay on the line. I'm going to get your information in the break. But Sam, nice job. That's actually
you.
Really
that's,
nice job.
It's hard to do to think of just random guys.
Yeah, this is what we do basically for Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show, which I did win this week. And Tony.
Who else is on the list that we didn't
Tony
say?
Tony gave it away. Before I get to that, Chris versus the Fans is usually done here, and it's presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. Other guys on the list, you have Hamburgesa, Jake Berger. Yeah. Okay. Shea Langeliers.
Oh, I would have never guessed him.
29 home runs. Eugenio Suarez.
That's a good one, yeah.
Tyler O'Neill.
Okay, I probably wouldn't have guessed him.
And I think the final one, I'm looking. Yeah, the final one that wasn't said would be Cal Raleigh.
That's a good one,
catcher
too.
For the yeah. Mariners.
So we kind of got most of the like the star guys think were...
No, you guys would have been pretty amazing if you were able to figure out Shea Langeliers.
Yeah, Shea Langeliers I probably wouldn't have said.
I mean, Cal Raleigh's another tough one. Berger is another tough one.
Yeah.
Corey Seager, I'm pretty surprised. Did we say Tyler O'Neill?
I thought Seager was hurt more of this year than maybe he was.
He played 123 games this season, 475 at bats.
Because he had the what did he have? Was it a hernia?
Was it a sports hernia?
Was that what it was? And I just thought maybe that happened. He was shut down on September 12th. In my head, that it was earlier in the season. That's why. I was not thinking Corey Seager.
That's okay. That's all right, Sam. Everybody's going to be okay. Thanks for playing, Aaron. Thanks for calling in, everybody. When we get back, more Sammy and Scraby.
You know, somebody commented here, and I know I just kind of absolutely ran over it.
Now I know what Chris feels like.
But somebody said here Rafael Devers, who is not in that list, huh?
Oh, that is a good
Devers
one.
Devers isn't in the top 25?
Devers.
Really?
Let me just search his name real quick. He's 28th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's all just right. Outside.
Go to break.
Oh.
You can go to break now.
Oh, thank you,
Remember,
Sam.
I'm producing.
Sam is the one who is producing today, so he told me I can go to break when we get back. More fun with Sammy and Scraby on 97.3 The Fan.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Producer turns on the mics. That's what Sam just did here on 97.3 The Fan.
Wait, what?
I said you're a producer.
Every time. What do you mean?
Never mind. Let's go forward.
Every time you bring it back from break here, my headphones are so low. Are you playing with something there?
No, not at all. You're saying that I did it.
I don't know.
I think Chris Ello may have broken it because he listens to it so loud.
Well, it's funny you say that. I don't know if you know this because you don't sit here often.
Yeah.
But the headphone jack at this seat
doesn't really work.
It's very, very touchy.
Like, hey, guess what, Sam? The headphone jack at this seat is very, very touchy.
But the one across from us where Annie sits, where Wood sits, Tony doesn't usually sit right here.
He sits in the middle.
He sits in the middle. But that one's actually very good.
Well, I've asked, and I'm not saying anything about the engineering department, but I've asked, and apparently radio stuff costs a lot of money. And
yeah, they're very sensitive.
Like, I have to sometimes hold my thing so it touches a certain part of the metal in there so I can hear everything.
That's okay.
But we're not complaining or anything.
No.
I love being up here in the Odyssey Palace. I mean, I used to, before I got here, I worked at a radio station that did not have windows to the outside. They only had a window to a hallway.
One of my favorite things to do when I'm on the radio here in the studio is right around now, 4:25 p.m., is to look out at the 15, the highway, and see all the cars. And right now, there's some traffic on the 15 right by Arrow Drive, where the studios are located. You might be driving by right now. Seeing you. And I like to think about how many of those people in their cars are tuned in right now.
I think about this, too.
It's got to be somebody, right? But I like to be able to look out towards the 15.
And know that that's
and
there's
know
a
that
lot of
people
cars.
Are in their cars. They're sitting in traffic right now. Friday, 4:25 p.m., Southern California. We are here for you. We're with you. Entertainment up until 7 p.m., live and local.
One time, I was walking. I was at a grocery store. I was walking into the grocery store, and there was a car sitting there, and it was playing our show. But I wasn't there because I had something else that I was doing that day. And it was very strange for me to listen to the show as I was just kind of like standing there. Because it's just so weird. It's like an out-of-body experience a little bit. Even though I wasn't there or my voice wasn't on it or anything like that. Have you heard that before? Going through and hearing yourself?
Yeah.
Does it not weird you out? I mean, Sam's a big star, so for me, it's weird. It's like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's me in the car. Or that's kind of cool. That's me doing the Kaiser Permanente.
I used to get a bigger kick out of, like, hearing, I don't know, commercials or something that maybe had my voice in it.
Me too. No, that's the Kaiser Permanente. The excitement, it doesn't wear off, but I started getting annoyed by myself. So, but that's
well.
Just
I'm
me.
Annoyed by you too. So
I know everybody is.
I'm just joking. Dominic says, "Gravy."
Dominic says, "I'm not returning the favor." Sammy, know that often I'm sitting on the 95 going through the Francis Scott Key Tunnel listening to the show. He's in Baltimore.
Oh,
he's in Baltimore.
Nice. That's
we
great.
Have nationwide listeners here.
Worldwide, really.
Worldwide. You're right.
I would like to also say, while I give Scraby a hard time whenever we're on, I don't think as hard of a time as Chris gives you.
No.
I would like to point out that very early this year, I said that this would be the year of Scraby. And I think for all intents and purposes, it has been. He has his own show now, 6 to 7 p.m., weeknights here on 97.3 The Fan. He looks great. You lost
40 pounds,
a bunch of weight earlier this year, so he looks fantastic. You got your shoulder repaired.
Yes, I did.
You have a loyal following of Scrabinators to the point where there is not only merchandise, but special nights at Petco Park for Scrabinators in
true.
The Odyssey suite.
That's true.
Has this not been, I mean, the love life?
The
maybe
love life
blossoming?
Is not great.
Okay.
No, love life.
That department,
is
we still got a couple months. But
I think I'm too. Let's.
It has been the year of Scraby, is my point.
And
I said early on it was going to be the year of Scraby 2024, and to me, it has been the year of Scraby. I was spot on.
I am putting on my hood because I'm getting really uncomfortable talking about myself like this, but Sam did say that I appreciated it, and it's been a really good year. It's been a really good year. The love life, though, I feel like I'm not ready yet. I feel like I would be too selfish if I did get into a relationship because sometimes I just want to play video games and I not do anything else.
I think you could be in a relationship and
play video
and still
games?
Do that. I think so. I don't play video games because I didn't grow up playing video games. But
you need to play,
you play
like,
all the video games you want.
I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty
Black
Ops 6.
Maybe you need to find somebody who also likes video games.
See, that's the thing. I've dated people before who are like into the same stuff I'm into. And I think I need someone who's not into the same stuff because I like to do that stuff by myself. Mm. And I don't want to have to be like, I'm going to go play video games. Honey, you want to play? Just like that. Just like that.
Scraby, you'll find somebody great.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure
of it.
I don't know when. but I'm sure of it. If you want right now, we can, work on your dating apps.
No.
20 minutes right there.
No, we're not going to work on the dating
apps. Ask for advice. Take calls.
I can't believe I'm going to admit this. Sam makes me admit things that I don't want to admit, but I'm admitting it anyway. I put on my dating app earlier this year.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm about to say this.
Please.
It said, the prompt was, if you date me, ... And I put, you'll get to go to a lot of free Padre games.
That's quite the promise.
Yeah. I didn't realize that everyone was going to want to go to the free Padre game.
But you're saying that worked.
It worked, but...
Wow.
But here's the kicker.
But it is sort of true. You do get access, via the tickets. They're popular.
Oh, from
the station.
Yeah.
But
We do get perks and all that stuff.
I mean, I typically very rarely use any because I'm always there. But yes.
I try not to use them too much, but I have. And the problem is you can't get them all the time. So then I'm stuck in this place where do I tell them that I can't get the free tickets to the game, or do I just buy the tickets?
And I love that. That's a great line.
I always just say, sorry, I couldn't get the free tickets. Because I don't necessarily...
But why does that have to be a first date?
It doesn't. I usually...
That's a long first date. I wouldn't do that for a
first date. No, I know. I get it. I've been talked into a few of them, and they were not the greatest. I like to go to coffee. Another red flag... If I say I want to go to coffee and just to meet you for an hour, and they say I would like to go to dinner,
no, coffee's fine.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Especially off the apps, you got to meet them, make sure they're a real person.
Oh yeah,
I'm with you. You have to go get the
coffee first.
Coffee, yes.
You have to. And since I don't drink anymore, I don't mind going to bars. But obviously, I'm not going to drink. The person that I'm with can have a few drinks, whatever. One time, she got so drunk that she couldn't drive her own car home, and I had to drive her home. And I did, and I was a nice guy and everything. That was the last time.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I just admitted.
All right, here's
Scraby.
He's
way
doing
too
great.
Much admitting
he looks
right
great.
Here.
Sounds great. Just outstanding.
Way too much admitting right here. All right. On the other side, we got
no sports.
The Big Five. No sports. We'll get back into sports. We're going to actually talk about. Let me get my sheet up real quick because we have a couple cool topics to talk about. That's right, cool topics. Mookie Betts is moving to the infield. Brent Rooker. Bronny is going to be playing in the for the South Bay Lakers.
Okay.
And we got ticket prices. I want to see if Sam would pay for those ticket prices. And we'll do all of that in the Big Five when we get back on 97.3 The Fan. Finally got through that segment. I feel a little less uncomfortable now. Thank you, Sam, for pumping me up.
Somebody commented to wrap up our previous segment. It's from Dominic. Scraby has all his hair, a good job, and he loves dogs. Dude should have the ladies lining up. And they are.
I just, I don't want to talk about this
anymore.
It's
a great point on the hair, though. You have a great head of hair.
We say this many times on the show.
Great
I have the
hair.
Best hair on the show between Gwen, Chris, and myself. Tony doesn't have hair.
You may have the best hair at the station.
Ooh, I don't know about that. Let's see. I don't know.
Ben has good hair. Actually, both Ben and Woods, good hair. I don't see Paulie's hair a lot because he always has a hat.
Yeah, he wears a hat.
Yeah.
He wears a hat. Braden's got good hair. Annie's got some hair.
Yeah, I'm okay. I've always had a very deep hairline, even when I was a kid.
You know what?
But I'm certainly, I think, in a pretty good spot.
Tony says at some point you just need to let go. But you're not at that point. You're not at that point. Let go and just shave it all.
Oh, I'm not at that point.
No, God, no.
I mean, let's stop talking about this.
Wait, you just spent 10 minutes on me?
Nobody cares about my hairline. Nobody
cares. You might
be
right about that. Let's go to the Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only,
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get right into it.
Number five.
Because we're going to start with some rumors that are coming out. It's not even really a rumor. We talked a little bit about yesterday. Eight-time All-Star Mookie Betts is likely moving back to the infield, probably playing second base or shortstop for the Dodgers in 2025. The GM, Brandon Gomes, said, quote, "It could be second, it could be short. We don't really know yet. We need to continue to have those conversations. But I think it's much more like, hey, Mookie's looking to get back in the infield than anything else," end quote. The rumors are that they said this to get the attention of Juan Soto, who plays right field, and so now they have a position open. Sam, do you think they are moving Mookie to woo Juan Soto?
I don't fully understand why you would even need to make that proclamation out loud. I mean, you could behind the scenes say to Mookie, hey, if we were able to land Juan Soto, would you be okay going back to the infield? And you could communicate that, obviously, to Soto and Scott Boras. I'm not totally clear what the goal is of putting this out in the public is. Unless you're going to get Juan Soto, I don't fully understand moving Mookie Betts again at a right field where he's great.
Yeah.
I'm not totally sure. The whole thing seems, the timing seems odd to me. I don't know that you would have to say
publicly.
I mean,
they just won like a week ago.
Yeah, the whole thing is a little odd to me, unless you think you're going to get another corner outfield or you feel like you have better options in the corner spots. Because remember, Teoscar Hernandez is a free agent too. So potentially they could, I mean, if Mookie is moving back to the infield, they need to essentially, one way or another, have a right fielder and a left fielder. But they also need a shortstop too. So yeah, I'm not totally clear what the point is of saying this out loud is.
I think,
or what the point is of moving them, unless you have to move them. You go sign Juan Soto. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
He went on to say later that it helps save Mookie's body when he's playing the infield because he's not running around as much. That's what they said.
Let's say he plays shortstop. Is shortstop less demanding physically than playing an outfield
spot? I think it's more demanding.
I'd have to talk to guys about it. I feel like playing a middle infield spot is more demanding.
You have to have range. You have to
more injury risk with guys sliding into second base.
Yeah. It is strange.
Yeah, I find the timing of this whole thing odd. I don't get it.
I think they are saying this to woo Juan Soto. I don't think it's going to work, though. I don't think Juan Soto wants to be on the West Coast. I don't think he wants to. I hope not either.
Like, could you imagine?
No, I don't even want to imagine. Because then they'll do Teoscar Hernandez, well, Juan Soto,
but
Shohei Ohtani.
Here's the thing, Scrave. It would not shock me. I mean, they've got the money to do it. I don't think it'll happen. I think Juan Soto will end up on an East Coast team.
Me too.
I think he's going to end up with either the Yankees or the Mets.
Yeah.
Number four.
A's slugger Brent Rooker was one of the most sought-after candidates on the summer trade market, but the A's were reluctant to move him and are similarly unwilling to move him now. GM David Force candidly told John Heyman of the New York Post at the GM meetings, "We're going to keep Rooker." That's it. That's all he said. "We're going to keep Rooker." So I'm up first. If you were Brent Rooker, how would you feel about this? First thing is, I would feel great about this, that a team wants me enough to keep me in the organization, put me off limits. Hopefully they take care of me financially. But then on the other side, I'm playing for the A's in Sacramento. Why do I have to be the guy that you want to build around?
If I'm Brent Rooker, I am
not happy.
No, I mean, I want to be traded. And you look at it, I mean, he's had a couple of really, I mean, the 24 season, he was unbelievable. I mean, 293, 39 home runs, 112 RBIs.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he's such an interesting player. He was a first round pick, then bounces around. He has a quick cup of coffee with the Padres too in 2022. And now he's found himself with the A's. And he's turned into this, I mean, premium power hitter in baseball. So, yeah, look, if I'm him, I don't want to be playing in Sacramento. You know, playing for the A's doesn't give you a ton of excitement. Yeah, I'd want to be traded.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't fully believe them. Why are GMs coming out and saying this? So what do you, I mean, obviously he would be an extremely attractive trade target for a team because he's turned into a great player and he's got multiple years of control left. If you're the A's, why wouldn't you be open to trading him? What are you, unless the thinking is, but you're still a few years away from going to Vegas. Like, I can't think you're thinking like, well, when we go to Vegas, it would be nice to have like a premier name that's with us. But that's a ways away.
Brent Rooker's not.
But it's also
there
ways
yet.
Away. I mean, that's years away still.
It is years away.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why are these GMs saying all this stuff?
I think maybe they're trying to tell teams like, hey, maybe they're trying to drive with a price. Like, if you want him, you're going to have to pay for him. I mean, there's all these mind games that these GMs play all the time.
I mean, look, they've got a couple. Well, they've got more than a couple of guys. They've got some nice players.
Mason Miller could be traded as well.
But he's another interesting candidate because, you know,
he has control until like 2028 or something.
You know, maybe they think they're going to be okay. They were not nearly as bad as they were in 2023.
It's true.
Yeah, mate. Forget the Sacramento part and the weirdness of the whole situation. Maybe they think they're actually building something that's going to be not so bad in 25 and beyond. That could be part of it.
Do you think that when he pulls up every day to his A's parking spot and he walks into the portable trailer that is his new clubhouse, he's going to think, man, I want to be traded to a place that actually has a real clubhouse?
Yeah, I don't know.
Number three.
According to reports, Bronny, LeBron James's son, is expected to make his debut with the South Bay Lakers, and the game is already sold out. The get-in price is $189 for this, making it the most expensive game of the week. Sam, you're up first. Would you pay $189 to see Bronny?
I'd be happy to go to a game. I don't think I'd spend $180 to go see Bronny.
The correct answer.
I mean, I think part of this, too, is how many seats is... where do they play? The UCLA Health...
Oh, yeah, they play... Yeah.
Training Center?
Yeah, I believe that's where UCLA plays.
No. This says...
It's not?
I think that's where the game... They must have a facility there. How many people does it hold? That's got to be part of it.
Maybe they play in their practice...
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. You're not paying $189 to see Bronny.
No. I don't
what
find
would
it that
you
exciting.
Pay?
I don't know. $30?
Okay. That's fair. I was going to say $25.
Yeah. I mean...
I don't quite understand... I do understand the fascination with Bronny James... I don't understand the people that are paying $189 because he's not that good yet. You're not going to see him do much of anything yet. You want to see a guy sit on the bench, you could pay $189 to do that. Maybe he's going to play a lot. Maybe they want to get him to play.
Yeah, I would assume he's going to play. I don't know. That seems pricey, but small venue, not many seats.
Someone's saying it's an Oceanside, but I have a hard time believing it's an Oceanside.
It doesn't look like that. They're playing the... No.
Yeah, and Adam reminds me that it's Pauley Pavilion that the UCLA team plays in.
Right. I think the South Bay Lakers, I think they play in some sort of venue that is also the Lakers training facility.
There you go.
I don't know if it's the same court, but if that's what I'm inferring here from my quick research.
All right. Well, if you want to see Bronny, we're close enough. I mean, I would go up there if it was the Price is Right, just to... do something new. But
I assume the South Bay Lakers play the San Diego Clippers at some point in Oceanside, so we could go up there for that.
That is true. Great thinking. Yeah. Front Wave Arena.
We can do that. Yeah, I'd love to go.
Number two.
Maybe we can go on a double date.
I don't ever have a date, so it'll just be me and your date and you. I'll be the third wheel.
What a lucky person that'll be. I'm sure they'll be all revved up for that.
Oh man!
Hey, here's Scraby.
I am one of the best third wheels on the planet.
Oh,
okay,
goodness.
I don't know if I hit two.
Number two.
The 2023 NFL Offensive Player of the Year is back. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan announced running back Christian McCaffrey will be activated off of injured reserve on Saturday. That will allow him to make his 2024 season debut against Tampa Bay in Tampa. Shanahan said, "We'll take him off IR tomorrow unless something crazy happens. He's going to be playing on Sunday. I'm up first. What do you expect from him in the first game?" Don't expect much. I expect maybe 10 carries.
Okay.
10 carries, maybe a couple passes.
Yeah, I expect a more limited workload. What's interesting about this is that it was such a late scratch on that Monday night game to open up the season, like a real surprise that he didn't play. I have not followed this. He's been out with the same thing all this time?
It's Achilles tendonitis in both of his Achilles.
Mm, wow.
And yes, he's been out this entire time. They kind of pulled a fast one on everyone in the first week because the 49ers were playing Monday Night Football. Didn't say anything
against Jets.
Yeah, said Friday before. Oh, he'll be ready to go, and then they sat him out, and then they put him on IR. So he's gonna be. He flew to Germany to get like German medicine.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't want to say like he got like what is it? PRP, platelet.
I have
rich
no idea.
Plasma. You can inject platelet rich plasma. Right. I don't
Speaking
know.
Speaking of the Jets, what a disaster.
They
won a game. Awesome. Cool. Congrats.
You were so excited for
they won a game
Aaron
against
Rodgers.
The Texans where they don't have any receivers and their offensive line was brutal.
Good point.
Number one.
For a league that often trumpets its desire to grow its audience in Europe, the NFL has a weird way of showing it. The matchups that the NFL has inflicted on crowds in the United Kingdom and now Germany have been really bad. There have been 42 NFL games in Europe since the NFL first brought its product overseas in 2007. Of those, only two have pitted a pair of teams with winning records, a matchup between the Giants and Packers in 2022, and one between the Chiefs and Dolphins last season. Sam, do they need to send good teams to grow the NFL in Europe?
Does it really matter? Like, are the fans there, the European fans, are they focused on the quality of the game and teams or just the fact that there's, because this one's in Germany, right?
Yeah, it's in Munich, I believe.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think, I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, the Tom Brady Patriots, like, going to, let's say, Germany.
Would be huge.
Yeah, like, I feel like the brand would be important. I don't know enough about European NFL fans.
I've been to a London game before.
Okay.
And all those people are looking for is a good time.
Okay.
I don't really think it matters what teams you put out. You can't put what they're putting out there this weekend,
so
which
who is this
Giants
and Panthers. Oh, my goodness.
That's one of
so
the
that's
worst.
That's the game they got Sunday
that's
morning?
That's the game
oh
that they
goodness.
Got.
Who's waking up to watch that?
Not me. I will probably. I won't wake up for it, but I will definitely have it on as soon as I wake up just to see what my fantasy teams are doing. But when I was over there, they were just happy, having a good time. I mean, I don't know if this has changed and now the fans are more into the NFL where they do want to see the good teams, but I think they should send, like, last night's game would have been perfect for
right.
London.
But, I mean, they do have some... I mean, everybody's got to go to London at some point, right?
Not necessarily. Oh, I think okay. The 49ers have only gone once. I know the Jaguars go a lot because they're kind of like London's... That's like their second home, but you don't have to go to London. Anyway, all right.
Let's go to London.
I love London. I've been to London 4 times.
Double date? London?
Third wheel. London. As long as you're paying.
Let's go to London.
All right, we'll get into some more weird stuff when we get back on. Gwen and Chris, Scraby and Sammy. Sammy and Scraby on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.